Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
I just got a jury summons, and this is the second form in a week that I've had to fill out that has something that's like troubling for me.
Right.
When you go through it, and you're like, you know, are you a U.S. citizen? Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you female, male? You know,
I've never been summoned for the jury.
That's weird because you're a voter.
Yeah, I've never, never once.
Because you're gay.
They know it.
They're like, oh, she's a little lavender and pink. I'm sorry.
So I've actually been summoned a lot, but never had to actually go through with a trial or anything. Mm-hmm. But I got a jury summons to go on my birthday. Ugh. Which I was actually able to get out of because we had Bert's Big Adventure. Mm-hmm. And I was out of town for work, so I called them and said so, and so they sent a new one. Anyway, the point is that when filling out this form and then mm-hmm. also some medical forms recently, mm-hmm. under marital status, mm-hmm. they have listed single, married, partner, divorced, or widowed. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder why you have to circle divorced. Why can't you just circle single?
Right. Ooh. That is a good point.
Why do they have that listed, like even on medical forms?
Do you think it has something to do with the selection process? Like somehow that would put you in a category that the lawyers would know if they want you in this jury or not?
Oh, yeah, it makes perfect
more
sense
with the jury than it mm-hmm. would with medical records, though. But it's on just about everything.
So, like, it
like
would
at
immediately...
the doctor's office, at the dentist's office, at the, I mean, any sort of like form you've got to fill out with your name and age and blah blah blah.
Does
it listed?
Is there an assumption, maybe an alert to them that there may be some couples that may still be tied financially or medically, or that
or have children?
You know, that they may have to. I don't know. I'm trying to logically think of why.
I find it offensive, and so I rebel and circle single.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it offend you?
I don't know. It's just offensive. Like, why? What? It's none of your business.
It's part of the sorting mm-hmm. out process in the jury selection more than anything else. Like, it would dictate to them on both
mm-hmm.
sides if they want you part of the jury or not.
I get that. I say we should, the jury, because like you said, it may have something to do with the case, and mm-hmm. they need to have a diverse group from background. But on most records, I think, or most anything I've filled out, there is usually the single, married, divorced.
I've never seen divorced before. I got to tell you.
Oh yeah, well, it's on everything.
You may have seen it.
Why?
Just not pay attention to it.
Why? Yeah. Hmm.
Why do you have to always tell everybody I've been married and that's been my past and. Why do you have to? Yeah, like
it irks me.
Did you check none of your damn business?
It's like your scarlet letter.
That's what I should.
MYOB.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
No, good for you. You are single.
NYDA is what it's
yeah.
Or DB.
Now, I have a question about the jury form.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, technically, could that be perjury? Because they did give you divorced as an option. You are divorced. And if Bert's accurate, that it does have something to do with the vetting out of.
But I'm not lying. My marital status is single.
Well, you're divorced. Like, there is a more appropriate. You are single, but
so
you
I should
circle
both. Assuming,
you
we're
should
assuming.
Both.
So I don't go to jail for this?
But we're assuming that's the reason why they have it on the form. I mean, that's just, I don't know if that's the actual reason.
Right, I'm not.
Because lawyers will ask directly the questions in a jury pool that they want. You know, they don't. I don't think the lawyers would see that form.
Because this is for a trial.
You wouldn't
juror.
See that form, I don't think.
We're
I don't
gonna,
know.
We're going to end up on the jury. That's trying to indict you for lying on your jury
summons. I'm not lying. I am single.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It just irks me.
Maybe we have somebody
who's like that option. I don't know.
Maybe somebody with legitimate background can tell us why.
Hey, and until then, we'll just take calls from people doing the same thing we are, like Randy. Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Speculating. Thanks.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What I wanted to comment on was doctors like to know if you're divorced because a lot of times it can have to do with depression or it can have to do with anger, both of which can affect you physically
you
as well as mentally.
That would be more with the married people than the divorced people. Depressed. Are you depressed, angry, sexually frustrated, and married? Like,
hey,
come on.
All right, here we go. Here's somebody qualified. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Tell us what qualifies you to answer this question.
Well, I'm a court reporter in Cobb County.
Okay.
And I can tell you the answer as to why they ask if you are divorced specifically.
Okay.
If it's a trial, let's say it's a trial, a divorce case, Basically, they want to know if you've been through an ugly divorce, if you're swayed one side or the other, if you've had issues, and why you might lean towards one party or the other.
That makes sense.
Now, as a court partner, now, do the lawyers in the case get to see these forms that Jen's filling out?
Absolutely. Okay. When you fill out the forms, they look at all the forms, and then when they go through the voir dire, which is the selection, they can, after all the general questions, they can ask you specific questions and ask you detailed information about if you went through that type of situation, if you went to a trial, if you had a hearing, what was the outcome, do you think you were treated fairly or not, et cetera.
Makes total sense. Yeah. Now, if somebody in a doctor's office could explain why your divorce status is important for medical records, too, you know?
Well, we already got it because you're angry and depressed.
Right.
You're single. You're miserable.
Well, they
could ask if you've had counseling for, you know, in a situation like that as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely makes more sense. Okay, so now I have both circled on my juror form because I don't want to go to jail.
Years ago.
For perjury or whatever.
When I lived in San Diego years ago, I got on a jury. Yeah. And I had in my mind that it was going to be like it would be on TV, you know,
like
it'd be some pressing case where the defendant would confess at the very last second of this mass murder or something like that. It was a total snooze fest, man. Most of the lawyers don't know that they're not nearly as smooth as TV lawyers are. And the case was like, it was over like a $35 shoplifting item at the campus bookstore. It's totally boring, man.
I do have a good friend who was on a murder trial as a juror, though.
Really?
And he said that it was definitely intense and pretty fascinating. Yeah.
You will be disappointed by the lawyers, man, because they're so polished and so good on television.
Well, they're actors.
But they're actors.
Right. And it's dramatic. My fear is to be, you know, that I have to stay and I'd have to stay with the juror. You know, like it'd be a big trial where I'm sequestered and I have to sit with those 11 people for like weeks in a hotel. God!
As soon as they...
You basically done that for 9 years.
And but no TV and no phone and nothing. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they want to know, because if you're divorced, then you're desperate to meet other people. So they'll put you all in one big sequestered room.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.